Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. I'm not surprised by the puzzled looks given when I answer the question of, how do you heal others around the world and teach your students? And I respond with, at a distance and online. I realize not everybody understands that the distance between you and me is minuscule in the eyes of our universe, and even teenier and tinier if we start looking at everything in context with the mysterious quantum realm. But some people will always question the effectiveness of something that's not physically in front of them. You know, the whole, I'll believe it when I see it mentality, as opposed to my mentality of, I'll see it when I believe it. When saying that, I get why people question remote healing and online learning, because they've been trained to believe that attendance is necessary, be it for schooling or healing, in order for anything to actually happen. However, I find this old thought pattern perplexing and amusing. Now, we have the mighty internet and email and phones, which are smarter than us because they know where the closest cafe is and how to reroute me past construction on the highway. There's information about everything everywhere, traveling to and fro in a split second, but we don't see it happening. Sure, there's coding and technology behind it, blah, 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 but do you see the electricity that turns the light switch on? Nope. You just believe it's there because there are results, such as the light turning on. So, just because I'm talking about remote healing or distance healing, why all the skepticism? If the results are there, just like with that light switch, or that email in your inbox, or a million other things that happen in our day that we can't physically see, shouldn't we have gained more trust in the invisible? Yeah, well, I think so too. I feel the scoffing of online learning and distance healing nowadays is more about one's distrust. A distrust of the teacher or the healer, or a distrust in the person's own commitment to truly learn their trade or receive the healing, rather than the actual medium it's performed in. So despite all that, taking online Reiki courses or receiving a distance attunement may not be for everybody, because some people much prefer the physical connection of going to a classroom, speaking with their mentors and others, or being in the same space as a healer. And you know, I honor and respect that. I get it. But to me, giving healing sessions and learning from a distance is a case-in-point example of how that marvelous energy healing actually works. The focus through meditation, visualization, sustained belief are at the core of what we do. And when you achieve a higher level or skill or feel the energy from a healer, it's awe-inspiring because you know it's true. How? Because it's just you in the experience. Nobody else's interpretation, nobody else's influence, just you. It's like that light switch. You know it's real because you can feel the results. So to work out if learning Reiki online or receiving a distance healing attunement is right for you, I ask that you do one simple thing. Go within and trust that inner instinct you have. The instant reaction you feel when you're in that space will tell you if you're ready to take up distance education or healing. If you find you're constantly battling the answer, then don't force it. It's not right for you right now. On the other hand, if you go within and you're all aglow with excitement about learning online and getting a remote healing, and then it's probably ideal for you. So for those budding healers, of which I believe we all are, so hold on, let me rephrase that. For those healers who are willing to start budding, with a well-thought-out course, support, and tools, along with a mentor who's always available to answer your questions, trust your instinct and go for it. And for those sweet souls who are ready to receive a loving energy healing, in person or at a distance, be still. Be quiet, even if only for a moment, and your healer will appear. And when they do, be open to receive that supportive, loving energy they send your way. So whether you're looking to be healed or to heal, let that loving energy flow, my friends. Our world needs it. Namaste.